I couldn't help but chuckle when I read the following description of a Cook County sewer employee's job. He said, "I dig it a ditch to get it a money, to buy it a food, to get it a strength, to dig it a ditch." These words sum up the perspective of most of mankind. Just toiling away to make enough money, to buy enough food, to gain enough energy to toil away some more. Is work just a drudgery? Or was it given by God as a blessing? Well, I believe it's a blessing. And I believe, in contrast with that attitude, which I fear so many people hold, in Christ our labor can be redeemed from its futility. You see, in Christ alone, we can find meaning of our toil. Paul wrote to the Colossians these words, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Colossians 3, 23 and 24. So let me ask you, will this just be a three-day weekend, or will you remember the Lord's Day, Sunday? Benjamin Disraeli was once the Prime Minister of England under Queen Victoria. He was a Jewish Christian, and he said these words, "Of all divine institutions, I maintain the most divine is that which secures a day of rest for man. I hold Sunday to be the most valuable blessing conceded to man. It is the cornerstone of all civilization." William Blackstone, the incomparable legal mind who wrote the Standard Law Book, which is still the foundation of all modern-day jurisprudence, said, "A corruption of morals usually follows a profaning of the Lord's Day." This Labor Day holiday, what will you do with the Lord's Day, which the Bible says is a holy day? Think about it.